With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden likes the news coming out of Qatar regarding the Gaza war ceasefire talks.
We are closer than we've ever been. I don't want to jinx anything, but as my grandfather said, with the grace of God, good little neighbors, a lot of luck, we may have something. But we're not there yet. But it's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago.
Mediators expressing hope for an imminent deal. They said 2 days of talks had wrapped up in Qatar and will reconvene in Cairo next week to seal an agreement to stop the fighting. Israel issued a vague statement saying it appreciated the mediators' efforts. A statement from Hamas did not sound enthusiastic. Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance says the man at the top of the GOP ticket, Donald Trump, has the best interest of law enforcement at heart.
We need a president, Donald J. Trump, who makes their job easier and not harder. We've got to cut out with the anti-law enforcement craziness. We've got to cut out with some of the policies that have come from the Harris administration that make it harder for the police to do their job.
Van spoke to the Milwaukee Police Association today. U.S. consumer sentiment lifted slightly this month. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment index edged up to 67.8 after coming in at 66.4 in July. Americans' expectations for the future rose while their assessment of current economic conditions sank slightly. In consumer news, Ford recalling approximately 85,000 Explorer Police Interceptor utility vehicles because the engines may fail prematurely and possibly result in a fire. The recall for vehicles with model years 2020 to 2022 and have 3.3L hybrid or gas engines. The Dow ahead 121 points, the NASDAQ up 47. This is SRN News. Persecution flares up again in Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have burned down another church in the rest of African nation. This is actually the second time that the Redeemed Christian Church of God has been put to the torch. At least no one was hurt. Muslim terrorists have been killing Christians by the thousands in Nigeria for the last two decades, and the government has been either unable or unwilling to address the problem. Some are calling for international intervention. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can use the phrase unborn human being. That language will be used in a description for a November ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Arizona House Speaker Ben Toma, a Republican who leads the panel that drafted the language, says it's intended to help voters understand the current law. This is SRN News. The World Health Organization says it fears that the discovery of the new monkeypox strain outside Africa will lead wealthy countries to hang onto their vaccine stockpiles.
Later today, we're expecting them to issue recommendations for countries to deal with this health emergency of international concern. But we did hear from the Red Cross this morning, and one of the things they are emphasizing is for countries in Europe, be happy that Sweden was so quick to identify this case and tell us all about it. And the other thing is, be generous. It's the wealthy countries that have the stockpiles of vaccine. This is not COVID. We know what this disease is. We have a vaccine. We have treatments. Don't make the mistake of COVID and stockpile vaccines that you then have to destroy when you could have shared them to countries that need them.
BBC correspondent Imogene Folks reporting from Geneva. More news at SRNnews.com.